Shabbos is Parsha Shmois. The pasuk says, "O Yemer Melech Mitzrayim Am Yaldos O Evriyos." The king of Mitzrayim said to the Jewish midwives, "Asher Shem Ha'achas Shifra V'Shem Hashen Is Pua," which the name of one of them was Shifra, the name of the second one was Pua. O Yemer, and he said, "Bialedchen Es Evriyos." When you go to help a Jewess give birth, you should see on the birthing stone, if it is a son, you shall kill him. If it's a daughter, you shall allow her to live. The pasuk says, "Vatarenam yaldos as well kim." The midwives feared Hashem. They did not do as the king of Mitzrayim told them to do. And they allowed the boys to live. So the king of Mitzrayim summoned the midwives and said to them, "Why did you do this? And you allowed the boys to live." So the midwife said to Paray, "The Jewish women are not like the Egyptian women. Because they are choyos." Rashi says it means that they're as well acquainted as midwives are. Before the midwife has a chance to get to them, they already give birth. The pasuk says, "Vayihiki yaro amyaldes as well kim," due to the fact that the midwives feared Hashem, "Hayaslahem batim," Hashem made for them houses. So, there are many things we need to understand here. Number one, when the midwives gave Paray the excuse that by the time they get to the Jewish women, they already give birth, that the Jewish women are not like the Egyptian women, and that they don't have a chance to get to them, they give birth before they have a chance to get to them, it's hard to believe that Paray was so gullible that he believed that without investigating whether that was true or not. And we know that that's not true. We know that Jewish women don't have any easier birth than non-Jewish women. I don't believe there's any such statistic. So why did Paray believe them? Secondly, why is that an excuse altogether? So if by the time they get there, the woman has already given birth, so Paray should have told them, if you see it's a boy, kill the boy. If it's a girl, allow the girl to live. Why is it, because they already gave birth, that's why they're exempt from carrying out Paray's orders? And then it says that as a result, as a reward for these midwives fearing Hashem and not killing the boys, therefore Hashem made for them houses. Vayaslem batim. Rashi says batim means bate kahuna, bate levi, and bate malchus. Hashem gave them houses of kahuna, levi, and malchus because one of them was Yecheved, and she gave birth to Aharon. And also Leviah, she gave birth to Moshe. And Malchus was Miriam. Miriam married Kalev and Yefuna, which was from Shevet Yehuda, and from there came Malchus. So we need to understand, what is the Midah Keneged Midah? What is the measure for measure? Because they feared Hashem and didn't kill the boys, that's why Hashem made for them houses. And the way the pasuk words it, Hashem made for them batim. He made for them houses. What does that mean? So I'd like to suggest a pshat in the pasuk. I don't believe this is drush. I think this is could be understood as pshat in the pasukim. And that is that, similar to the parais of our days and the Mitzrayim that we live in, Paro's philosophy was that a unborn child is not considered a living child, and therefore it could be killed until birth. It could be aborted until birth. And that is what he told the midwives. Paro never would have considered killing a living child, but he considered, as long as the child wasn't born yet, Paro considered it, does not yet consider it a living child, and he held in his crooked mind that that the child can still be aborted. That's why he told the midwives that if they have a way to tell on the birthing stone whether it's a boy or a girl, they should kill the child before the child is born. When the midwives came back to Paroi, they said to Paroi, "Ki loicha nashim ha-matrias u-ivriyos." The Jewish women have a different philosophy than the Egyptian women. They hold, which is the truth, ki choyos heina, they hold that the child is already alive, b'terem tovay alein ha-mieledes v'yolodu. Before the midwife gets to them and they give birth, they hold that the child is already alive. The child is already alive, and therefore we can't kill the child even before it's born, because an unborn child is a living child, and that's also considered murder. I believe that is could be understood as poshet pshat in the pasuk. But I believe that there's a lot of depth to this, and I'd like to suggest the following. First, let's try to understand why a boy is called a ben, and a girl is called a bas. Now we know that males are more result oriented and are very action oriented. Men are affected more by the outward, more by the external. Women, on the other hand, are very feeling-oriented, very emotionally-oriented. They have, Chazal say, a bina yisera. They have an innate understanding. They have an understanding that they're more affected by pnimius, by the internal. They are much more internally oriented than men. Now, let's now take what is the difference between a binyan and a bias? A binyan is a building or a structure, and a bias is a home. What's the difference between a binyan and a bias? The difference is a structure is called a binyan. It's based on its external image. When somebody looks at the outward building, right? This is a structure. A home is totally based on the pnimius. Binyan is a reflection of its chitzonius. It's a structure, and the outside and the external, it's a binyan. what makes it a home is what goes on inside. That's what makes it into a bias. The home environment, the home atmosphere, that's what makes it into a bias. And the word bias in Lashon Kodesh means internal. The pasuk in Parshas Noach, where Hashem tells Noach to shmir the teva mi bias and machutz by koifer, inside and out with koifer. The word for inside is bias. Bias reflects the pnimius. It's created by the pnimius, by the inside. Therefore, I believe a son, a male, is called a ben, which comes from the word binyan, because we are more externally oriented. Whereas a bas is called a bas, from which it's a derivative of the word bias, because a girl is more, or a woman is more internally oriented. So it's a ben and a bas, similar to a binyan and a bias. Now, Paroi, we find in the Pesukim, was a kevad lev. He had a heavy heart. Hashem says, "Ani akshe es libo." He had a heart, a hardened heart. He was Paroi was a totally chitzonizdig person, and he was a heartless individual, a person without any pnimius, totally. Geared toward the external. So Paroi couldn't care less about pnimius. He couldn't care less about the internal, about the feelings, about emotions that meant nothing to Paroi. All Paroi cared about was results and the external. And therefore, Paroi wasn't threatened by the girls. He didn't think that the girls can make a difference. And that's why he said, "Basi v'choyim, allow the girls to live." You can let the girls live. That they're all internally, emotionally oriented. That's worthless. What threatens me are the bonim. What threatens me, says Paroi, are the sons, the males, those who work on their externalities and those who bring results. That's what I'm concerned about. To kill the sons. And that's why Paroi didn't care about the unborn. The unborn is that is still pnimiyazdik. They're that is still with inside the person. The emotions, what is internal, is the unborn, that has not yet come out into action. Paroi couldn't care less about the unborn. It was only that is born, that came, that the results, that's what had chashivas to Paroi. But the midwives came back and said, Klal Yisrael has a different, totally different philosophy than you, Paroi. Not only are we machshiv pnimius, not only do we give importance to the internal, to the emotion, to the feeling, we give it more credence than we give it chitzanius. Not only are we machshiv the women, we're machshiv them more than the men. Klal Yisrael gives more credence to the unborn than we do to the born. The emotion and the pnimius, that's the ikar. The Jewish women are not like the Egyptians. The Egyptian women might not make a difference, but Jewish women do. Because we're machshev, we give credence, we give importance to the unborn. to the feelings and to the emotions. And that's why, as a result of the midwives, as a result of the midwives not willing to kill the unborn, as a result of the midwives giving credence to the unborn, to the feelings and to the emotions, that's why they were zoichet tibatim. That's why Hashem gave them homes, not binyanim. Hashem gave them batim. Homes that are created by pnimius, homes that are created by the atmosphere and by the environment that is usually caused by the woman of the home. Chazal tell us, as Rashi says, what kind of batim? Hashem gave them a Haran and a Miriam and a Moshe, Kahuna, Leviya, Malchus. And this is the reason why they were zoicha to such children is because they created a home that the environment of the home bred such wonderful children of Kohuna and Leviya and Malchus. And I believe that this is the reason we had an ofrof this week in Shul. This is the reason that the minig is that the Shabbos before a chosn gets married to a kala, he has an aliyah by the Sefer Torah, and the women throw candies at the chosn. I believe that the reason is that until now this chosn has been without a woman, without a female in their life. He's in a certain sense a totally focused on chitzonius. So even when he has aliyah to the Torah, he's focused on the chitzonius of Torah. So the women specifically throw candies at him to tell him that until now he hasn't experienced sweetness in his Torah. Now that he's going to have a woman in his life who is going to focus on the pnimius and the feelings and the emotions that are supposed to go along with the chitzonius of Torah, now he will have sweetness in his avodas Hashem. So we should be zoicha to build batim, homes filled with all types of goodness and sweetness for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And in that zchus, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should rebuild his home as it was then at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Para Itake wasn't machshiv the bonos. He didn't care about the bonos because he didn't think that emotions make a difference. He didn't think that pnimius makes a difference. At the end of the day, it's Chazal tell us b'zchus noshim tzidkonius. We came out of Mitzrayim. It was only in the merit of righteous women that we came out of Mitzrayim. So in the schus of focusing on the pnimius, which is the chelik of the isha, which was zeicha that Hashem should take us out of this golos as well and rebuild his home, the vias Mashiach said, kind of b'meirav yameinu amen.